People the world over are praising Ukraine for its fierce defense in its war with Russia. We've seen videos of civilian tractors stealing away with Russian heavy equipment. And Ukraine's military is also exceeding expectations, making the most of the weapons they have, some provided by the United States. NPR's national security correspondent Greg Myrie joins us. Greg, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
If you had to pick one weapon so far that has proved most valuable, what would that be?
Javelin missiles. Now, a lot of people may have first heard about them back in 2019. That's when then-President Trump had his infamous phone call with Ukraine's new president, Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky wanted more javelins to use against pro-Russian forces that were already fighting in the east of his country, and Trump wanted a political favor, an investigation of the Bidens. In the end, Zelensky got these additional javelins, and they've made a huge difference in the current war.
How so? How are they being used on the battlefield?
They're very potent against Russian tanks. Probably all of us have seen this footage of destroyed Russian armor. And these are really simple but deadly weapons. A soldier puts it on his shoulder, points and shoots. It's very effective in ambushing Russians again and again. And these Russian armored convoys have either been unable or unwilling to push into Ukrainian cities, and javelins certainly seem to be a big part of this. And President Biden's latest weapons package for Ukraine includes thousands of additional javelins.
But we continue to hear a lot about Russia's advantage in air power. How do the Ukrainians try to counter that?
The main thing has been Stinger missiles, and you can kind of think of these as Javelin missiles, but for aircraft. Again, one person fires it from his shoulder, and this has been taking down low-flying Russian planes and helicopters. It appears to be, we're talking about a few dozen, but it's hard to get reliable figures. And Russian pilots know exactly how deadly these Stingers can be. The U.S. gave them to Afghan rebels in the 1980s. They were very effective against Soviet helicopters in that war. Many people saw it as changing the tide of that conflict. And the U.S. is giving hundreds of additional Stingers in this latest aid package.
But Ukraine doesn't have much of its own air power, does it?
That's true, Scott. According to the U.S., Russian pilots are flying an average of 200 missions a day in fighter jets. By comparison, the Ukrainians are averaging just 5 to 10. But Ukraine does have drones, and they've been using these drones they bought from Turkey, and they have been pretty potent on the battlefield. Now, the new U.S. package also includes drones, 100 of them, formerly known as Switchblades, and they're small enough for a soldier to carry in a backpack. They weigh just 5 or 6 pounds and require minimal training. Now, they're often referred to as kamikaze drones, and that's because they don't actually fire their weapon. It's sort of a small weapon similar to a hand grenade, but a soldier just guides that drone into the target and it explodes.
Greg, the fighting is in its fourth week. A lot of people thought it wouldn't last that long. What do you foresee in the coming days?
Almost certainly, we're going to see big battles for the cities, including the capital, Kyiv. The Russian forces are stalled on the outskirts of a lot of these cities, using their heavy weapons to shell the cities, hoping to pound the Ukrainians into submission. The Ukrainians can't stop this artillery, but they have been able to use these highly mobile, portable weapons to keep the Russians out of the cities. And this war is now in its fourth week. The Ukrainians still hold all the major urban areas.
NPR's Greg Myrie, thanks so much.
My pleasure.